Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 80th edition of the Mostra di Venezia. And we're here with Kirk Petruccelli, which is the production designer of the Ken Mutiny Court Martial by William Friedkin. Hello, how are you?
Very nice to be here, thank you.
How's the day going?
It's fantastic, what a joy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the name of the director is over the whole day, right? Remembering him today.
He's the reason why this is all taking place. It's in sadness he's not here, but we all have so much joy with him that it's an honor to be one of the people who can speak with him or about him.
How would you describe your professional relationship to him?
It was very simpatico. He was metaphoric in conversation. He was clear. He was loving to me and understanding of what I do for a living, and I understood what he needed. Mm-hmm. And together we basically wrote a song together, and it was this beautiful melody that we had to figure out how to make something what is dangerous and hard to talk about, something that's magnificent and powerful to bring to bear.
Mm-hmm. How was the process that brought you to this story? Because, I mean, you've worked in superheroes movies and in Lara Croft movies, and then this is a trial. This is basically a room in the corridor, right? I mean,
it's a very special room in the corridor.
Yeah,
it's the missing character or the hidden character behind them all, because in truth, the story Billy told is about this pressure, and this pressure is history. And what is greatness, and what does it take out of a person to become great, and the pressure that puts on someone. So the tradition of that, he said, is the U.S. Navy. And in this story, we created a space that not only told the story about it, history, power of the naval force of America, but what that means to the people who are involved in a prosecution of something that is people who are warring at each other. It's an amazing thing that we were talking about.
Mm. How would you describe your conversations with Mr. Friedkin about, I would say, the classical look of the film? I mean, it's pretty classical, I would say. I was thinking about it when I was watching the film. Somehow it gives you, like, confidence in the institutions. Mm. Was that the path you were following when you were preparing the film?
It was. The confidence in the institution is everything. That's what drives the characters to a breaking point. Because of the honor and tradition, to live up to that expectation is what I wanted and Billy wanted behind each character at every moment. It's beautiful to look at, but yet it means so much more than what it is. The place in which to tell this story was the naval headquarters. It was based in reality, but a timelessness. Billy, what he wanted to do is create a story that you don't know when it happened, but it is contemporary. So there's layering of history within the space. The building itself was built because there is no court martial. There has been no court martial in America. So this is something that they wouldn't have a purpose-built room to have a court martial. It's not a courtroom. What it was is where Admiral Nimitz would have prosecuted the war in the Pacific. And it had its time, but yet now there's an institution that now we reuse the space and recycle the space in order to create this court martial, because they didn't see it coming. It's not purposeful. It's never happened before. So he wanted to make sure that there was a tradition, but there was a disorganization. There's desks and chairs that we had to find in offices, because they had to bring them into this empty room, which perhaps was a warehouse or storage room.
Yeah.
And so he wanted that it had a history, the paintings, the stories around the space were that of each era of the Navy and its greatness, from the 17th century, the 18th century, the 19th century, Vietnam era, to today, and contemporary notions of who was involved and how important that tradition was and how that weighs on somebody's character in order to become excellent and great. And that's the pressure behind each character.
And I would like you to talk about your relationship with the costume designer and the DOP. How does that work?
Well, Michael Grady, the director of photography, is fantastic. We have to be in lockstep. Everything I do has to service the function of light. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have much time. I had 3 weeks to put the set together. Well, I had three conversations with Billy to describe what we were going to build. And then we had to implement this. The costume designer was brought in as well, and we just wanted to say, our tones are nothing that you're going to have on the person. The naval uniform is blue. It's a slate blue with white and very pristine. Whereas ours was nicotined and warm values to counteract, to always be behind the crispness of the uniform. And everything that we wanted to provide was warm. There's a history here. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's inviting, but yet at the time, what it's really doing is causing heat because of pressure, because the situation is pressure put. So there's a beauty to an artistry to it, but yet at the same time, there's a necessity for it within storytelling.
Okay. Well, this was a very interesting conversation with Kirk Petrucelli, a production designer in the film. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's an honor.
Thank you. It's been an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.